Welcome to the Motivational Monday podcast by Jeffrey Ray, motivational speaker. Hi everyone, thank you for joining me today on May 7th, 2018, and today we're going to be talking about goals. We sit basking in the present moment, wondering what tomorrow will bring us. Will it be joyful, or will it be so-so, or will it be dreadful? It's our perception and attitude that defines how we start our tomorrows. We can either wake up with a clean slate or allow our minds to punch holes into the canvas and create unneeded obstacles. We could pace around a room playing out every scenario, anticipating the bad in someone or something, or we can live in the joyous pursuit of life and happiness. Are you currently going through something that seems mountainous or daunting? Does it feel like you are at the bottom of a mountain looking up and wondering how in the world are you going to be able to climb this massive behemoth? Do you sit there dwelling on how hard this is going to be, how much effort and time it will take? What do you do next? Do you just walk away and forget about it? Or do you figure out a way to overcome that obstacle? In the next few minutes, I'm going to tell you and offer you a few steps to help you overcome these obstacles and to achieve your goal. Number one, don't tackle the entire mountain. You need to be able to take it step by step and break it down into sections. You need to be able to have small wins, or I call them micro goals. If your goal is to lose, say, 100 pounds, you start by focusing on losing 5 pounds first. That would be your micro goal. Let's look at this inversely. You didn't arrive at your current weight magically overnight. You gained it over time, pound by pound. And conversely, we expect not to find a magical solution to lose it overnight. As Jonathan Haidt and in the happiness hypothesis, finding modern truth in ancient wisdom, the psychologists Ken Sheldon and Tim Tasser have found that people who are mentally happy and healthy have a higher degree of vertical coherence among their goals. That is, higher level or long-term goals and lower level immediate goals. They all fit together well so that the pursuing one's short-term goal advances the pursuit of the long-term goal. So that's how you feed in your micro goals into your more macro goals. And as my father once told me, and he reminds me of this a lot, rely on the KISS method. And if we're not familiar with that, it's KISS, is keep it simple, stupid. Number two. Keep a consistent feedback loop. This could be a friend, a coach, a partner, or some metric that you keep track of. You need someone or something to keep you in check. This level of accountability will keep you on track. Number three, write it down. Write your goals down and place it in a visible area that you can always see. Number four, I think number four is pretty important. You need to be able to be flexible and adjust your goal. Just remember that these adjustments do not equal failure. So if you had a plan to lose, say, like 2 pounds a week, and all of a sudden you're now losing only 1 pound, well, how about we adjust that goal of 2 pounds down to 1.5 pounds, you know, and keep things in kind of a reality. Number five, the most important thing is don't ever give up. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for your time on this Monday motivation segment. And I look forward to speaking to you next week. Thank you and have a great day. Thank you for listening to Motivational Mondays by Jeffrey Ray. If you'd like to leave a motivational or inspirational story, head over to Anchor and find my podcast and drop us a message, and we will review and put them on the air next time. Thank you.